This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 48. It says there, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." End of quote. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." End of quote. Scott Belsky said this, "Most ideas are born and lost in isolation." End of quote. God gave a mission, and besides, He gave brain to implement the mission. God uses the brains that are rooted in the Bible to entertain and fan His ideas and words. It has the divine power to keep people from perishing. The Word of God, the Bible, never changes. It is settled in heaven forever. We should never alter it in any fashion or form. However, God gives new ideas to fulfill His mission and fan His hidden truths in and through His children. That's why our today's Bible insight says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." With God-given ideas and visions, the people thrive and flourish. A penniless monk whose name was Martin Luther sparked the Protestant Reformation, which changed the face of the Western culture and civilization. The 500th anniversary of that amazing idea, rediscovered from the pages of the Bible by a then unknown man, and the consequent changes it initiated and implemented, was commemorated in the year 2017. The idea that God ignited in Martin Luther still shapes the life and thinking of Western culture and the whole world. When Thomas Jefferson, the founding father of the Declaration of Independence, said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," end of quote. When he said that, he was echoing the idea and vision of Martin Luther. Every American is touched by this idea. When we think about the freedom of religion, separation of church and state, freedom to study and teach the Bible, freedom of speech and public education, and the list goes on. God always moves His stone powerfully by the illumination of His ideas in His people's mind. Biblical ideas of great men of God changed the world throughout the pages of history. Christian schools in India and other Asian countries, spreading of gospel in different ways, are other examples. God opens the eyes of ordinary people like you and I and gives an idea and vision from the scripture to run with. Beloved, a divine idea birthed in Nehemiah's heart while he was listening to the plights of the people in Jerusalem, who was living in great trouble and disgrace. The Spirit of God moved in him. First, he confessed his and his household's sins, and then he interceded for the sufferings of Jewish people. Even King Artaxerxes, whom he served, noticed the idea that is burning inside Nehemiah when he looked at Nehemiah's face. God, who gave the idea, also divinely ordered the congenial circumstances and support to implement that idea. You know, Nehemiah left the palace job and arrived in the city of Jerusalem to build the wall for the Jewish people. It was not an easy work. It was hard work because of the severe opposition from many enemies. With God's wisdom and strength, he implemented the idea and finished the work of the Lord. God gave an idea to Ezra when Judah returned from the 70-year Babylonian captivity. The wall was already built. However, people were still broken, distressed, and hopeless, without any vision for the future. They desperately needed God's help and direction from the pages of Torah, with which they lost connection by that time. It was a unique task. Who would do it? Ezra got the idea that God placed in his heart. The idea of building people with the Word of God came as an unstoppable passion from God. He set his heart to seek the scripture, study it, do it, and teach it to the people who needed spiritual direction. Ezra 7:10. As usual, spiritually hungry people rallied around Ezra to listen to the Torah because of the hunger and thirst for God. People listening to the Torah bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. As they listened to the word of God, people had been weeping and crying. A true revival began, and people did not perish. The idea and vision God gave to Ezra kept them from destruction and perishing. Nehemiah 8:5-9. Dearly beloved, what is the idea and vision God gave to you? What did you do with that idea and vision? I hope you are not burying it under the ground. I do sincerely hope you won't do it. It may not be a big idea like Billy Graham's. However, it is still God's idea, and it has divine sovereign power behind it. Yes, your idea is unique, and it is God-given vision. It has the potential to change the people around you and the world. Turn that idea to a reality with God's help. Do not ignore what God placed in your heart. Do not look to people's approval for your idea. Look to God and move forward boldly, leaning on the strength that He grants to you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Lord, you gave me an idea and I want to put that in practice. Lord, help me to do it. Thank you for the idea that you put in my heart. In the days to come, equip me and enable me to put that into practice. I know Jesus Christ died for me. He loved me and he died in my place for all of my sins. And he rose again on the third day. I accept him as my Savior and Lord now. Please save me, Lord. Thank you for coming into my life. And thank you for using me for your purpose. I am ready to be used by you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.